Nothing like this has ever happened to a former president before. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's Donald Trump's response to the FBI raid at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, though he was in New York at the time. The former president calls it the weaponization of the justice system by Democrats who don't want him to run for president again in 2024. Eric Trump tells Fox,
"My father has worked so collaboratively with them for months. In fact, the lawyer that's been working on this was totally shocked. He goes, I have such an amazing relationship with these people. And all of a sudden, on no notice, they sent, 20 cars and 30 agents."
Here's Fox's Brooke Sigmund.
I spoke to sources who say the FBI raid of the former president's Palm Beach home is related to potential mishandling of classified documents when he left office in January of 2021. The National Archives retrieved 15 boxes from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year that contained what it believed to be presidential records, as officials are demanding they must be properly preserved.
Many Republicans are upset about the FBI raid and search warrant. Congressman Mike Turner wrote,
"I am demanding an immediate briefing by FBI Director Wray regarding the national security risk that allegedly rose to the level of ordering a raid on the residence of a former president. Lindsey Graham, Senator, South Carolina. Time will tell regarding this most recent investigation. However, launching such an investigation of a former president this close to an election is beyond problematic."
Fox's Kevin Cork. The White House says it was not told in advance of the raid. President Biden was in Kentucky surveying the damage from flooding that killed at least 37 people.
"We're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this."
They'll pick a jury today in Michigan to retry two men accused of being part of a plot to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The first federal trial for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. ended with a hung jury. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Taiwan is doing its own military exercises in response to all the war games China is playing near the island nation it claims to own. Angry over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan, where the foreign minister said today China's using military drills to rehearse an invasion. President Biden was asked about the situation before flying to Kentucky to survey flood damage.
President Biden says he is concerned but not worried about Chinese military exercises, including missile launches around Taiwan.
"But I'm concerned that they're moving as much as they are. But I don't think they're going to do anything wrong."
Tensions have heightened in the Taiwan Strait since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan last week.
"Taiwan, the U.S., and the world do not want to see an escalation here. The United States is prepared for what Beijing chooses to do."
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. anticipated a response to Pelosi's trip. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The woman who police say drove through a red light in L.A. last week, causing a fiery multi-car crash that left her badly injured, could get life in prison.
Nicole Linton, the 37-year-old nurse accused of causing a crash in Los Angeles, killing six people, including a pregnant mother, and injuring multiple others, charged with six counts of murder and five counts of gross vehicular manslaughter.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin on Wall Street. Stock futures are up slightly while markets are mixed overseas, like yesterday when the Dow rose 29 points, but the NASDAQ dropped five. She was a star of the 1970s.
You better shape up.
And the 1980s. Both of those Olivia Newton-John songs were number one hits. She had three more in her career, another top 10 hits, and a Grammy-winning career. Olivia Newton-John died yesterday at the age of 73 after numerous bouts of cancer. She's also fondly remembered for her role as Sandy in the movie Grease. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.